Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
All right, everyone, I have a big surprise, a little treat tonight. I've got B.E., who is so kind enough to agree to let me interview him, ask him questions off the cuff. He doesn't know what I'm going to ask him. So I just want to remind him, though, that try not to say my name. I won't say yours. I'll, of course, now that I said that, I'll probably be the one that says it, but I can edit it out. But let's just, that takes work. I'm not real good at the editing. So let's try to not say our names, and we'll go from there. So, okay, first of all, I want to just tell everybody, mostly the women, which I've already blogged about, but it bears repeating, you know, what an amazing guy you are. You're so handsome, first of all. Okay, we'll start with the physical. I mean, that's like the physical is obvious because you see him and you're just like, bam. And then it gets even better because, and that's why I named you B.E., this is a gentleman through and through. Like, I don't think that this guy knows how to be any other way. He's going to open your doors, make the reservations, bring a blanket if you're cold, leap tall buildings in a single bound. I mean, seriously, like, I don't know. They don't make them like you anymore. You're a gem. So, anyway, that just bears, you know, I wanted to start it off with that. No pressure.
Thank you very much for that eloquent introduction. And yeah. I must say, I am blushing from head to toe right now.
I know. And he's humble. And he's hot and humble. That's what we love about him. So I wanted to kind of just start off with, you know, when I met you and we were having dinner that first time, you told me that you had not had sex in, was it 13 or 14 years? You went on you had a long hiatus.
It was a long hiatus. No, actually, I had one casual friend, for lack of a better phrase, yeah, back in like 2010.
Okay.
Which I guess would have made it 7 years ago.
But, oh, okay.
You know, yeah. A pause in the middle of a long desert, I guess a little oasis.
Okay. But okay.
Yes, it was a very long time.
Now, was that the girl that you did experimenting with, the fisting with?
Yes. Okay. That is the girl who introduced me to backdoor play from a male perspective.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we went from trying to do a prostate milking, as her friends had described it, to pushing it literally to the limit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which involved in the end, yeah, it was fisting,
yeah,
with a blowjob at the same time.
Nice.
And it was one of the most mind-blowing experiences of my life. Okay, granted, I had again been on a bit of an old, you know, long hiatus from activity, but that being said, it was definitely a little beyond what I had expected.
Right. So, okay, so for me, you know, and I get this too, when I tell people that I was didn't have any, you know, on a hiatus for 3.5 years, a lot of people just, like, they have a hard, like, they can't imagine how one gets to that point. And so for me, you know, I know how, as a woman, I know how you get to that point. It's easy. I think it's easy for women. But as a man, I was just like, how on earth did you go that long? And do you think do you think that that changed you in any way when you came out of that? Were you different at coming out of that?
That's a fair question. Without going into the gory details, sure, you know, of course, I ended up in that hiatus scorched and scarred from just a terribly painful relationship.
Yeah.
And I had some parenting and healing and repairing that I had to do.
Yeah.
That took quite a long time.
Yeah.
Both, you know, for myself and my kids. All good from that perspective. And did it change me? I don't know if necessarily the hiatus itself changed me, but rather the work I did to become a better person, to grow boundaries and et cetera, et cetera. That definitely changed my kind of outlook and perspective on relationships, how I viewed myself and how I viewed my partner. So definitely that was transformative, yeah. Even though I didn't really have anybody but that one lady for a short period of time.
Yeah.
But it was still very, you know, powerful from that perspective.
I don't think I realized. I actually thought that was more recent. I thought the full, whether it was 13 or 14 years, I thought that was all contiguous. And then she came at the end of that. So she was almost in the middle.
It was kind of in the middle.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I realized at that point in time, I wasn't ready for any kind of substantive, you know, emotional relationship. But I think that's kind of where she wanted to go, mm-hmm. and it wasn't where I could go with her.
Yeah.
So we parted ways, and amicably, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went back into hibernation.
Yeah.
For another 7 years, 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Never away from sex, from thinking about
definitely of course,
from acting upon it and meeting people.
Yeah.
Meeting people was probably the scariest thing that I did in the last 6 months, was putting myself out there.
Yeah.
Really, in a way that was vulnerable and I hadn't done. Because to be honest, a hiatus like that is as much a safety net, you know, isolation.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it changes you. I mean, I know, like, when I came out of there, I mean, I just flipped a switch and went completely to the other end of the spectrum, you know, and I was just like, fuck this. I am not wasting the pretty anymore. I am done hiding out, and you know, and I'm going to do something about this, and I'm also going to blog about it, you know, of course, because that wouldn't that make perfect sense? You just want to blog about it. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I had an extreme reaction, I would say, to it. And, so we both ended up online. Yes. Yep. And that's how we met.
Absolutely.
And do you remember what what drew you to me?
You know, that's a good question. First off,
you're like, I don't fucking remember.
Well, your beauty, number one. Oh. But at the same time, if I recall, the way you wrote your profile was really forthright and honest. You could tell there was a real person behind
it. Yeah, yeah.
At that point in time, you know, I'd been kind of doing the online thing for a few months.
Yeah.
Not really with a lot of success, to be honest with you. I wasn't really happy with who I was finding or who was finding me. But I did find a lot of times people weren't really expressively honest in their profiles. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of, so you'd either have on one hand kind of a fluffy glorification of themselves, or on the other hand, sometimes it was the list of what they don't want in a guy.
Yeah.
That wasn't a real term. Yeah. Either, to be honest.
Of course. Right. Why would you lead with a negative?
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, if I remember your profile, it was, you could tell there was a real genuine person behind there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also got to be honest, I don't know what like it is for women, but for men, there are a lot of fake profiles that we come across online.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. It's really strange. And I don't know if they're professional escorts.
Oh, okay.
Kind of masquerading as, you know, potential dates.
Yeah.
But I kind of learned how to pick up on, and that's not a real person.
Right. Yeah.
But when I saw your profile, there was definitely a real person.
Yeah.
And so I was intrigued and reached out.
Yeah. Okay. And then we did meet.
Met for dinner.
Yes.
You're right. That first dinner was, and it was really nice. It was not a short dinner.
Mm-mm.
It was a nice, casual, lengthy dinner where we had a great conversation.
I know. I could just sit there and just talk to you forever.
Yes.
Just like now.
Yes. Except we weren't in the car. But yes. It was, I can remember leaving that dinner thinking, well, she's a really neat lady.
Yeah.
She is exactly physically as she, you know.
Represented myself.
Because sometimes pictures might be 10 years old.
Oh, God. I know.
Exactly as you had sent yourself to be.
Yeah.
Particularly your legs. Legs are beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So I left there thinking, this is a pretty unique lady. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to get to know her better and spend some time with her.
All right. So I want to just do a follow-up question to you, because I am always curious about from you know, the guys when they're out there and they're trying to, you know, I mean, I hear, you know, everybody's got their horror stories, but just like what is it like as a guy, you know, when you're out there and you're trying to, you know, connect and meet people online? Are there a lot of flakes? Is it, you know, is it just where, like, this is just not somebody that I could match up with? I mean, you know, what,
it's interesting that I found, and this is one of the reasons I really was intrigued when I met you.
Yeah.
You actually had a real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And typically what I found is messages might go back and forth a few times, maybe a half dozen times.
Yeah.
And what you start to talk about will kind of indicate whether or not there's any potential depth or, you know, a chance to actually meet somebody and find out who's behind the curtain, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those conversations, at least from my experience, they just kind of go away.
Right.
They just kind of stop.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Because I understand, you know what? If you've had three or four conversations with somebody and you're not interested, you don't really have a lot to apologize for when you leave.
Right. Right.
I get it. It's online.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
So it does happen. You know, I say the hit rate for me, maybe this is just me.
Yeah.
You know, for the people that I was connecting with, maybe 3 out of 10 would go more than 2 or 3 conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 or 3.
Did you, and how many women did you actually physically meet?
From the online that I did, I probably ended up meeting, I want to say 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, you know, dinner date, coffee, meeting, just something casual or drinks or whatnot.
Right.
Over that few month period, probably 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And to be honest, most of them didn't turn out to be, I had a lot of first dates. So I should say out of that bunch.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a, I would say that's, you know, over 2, that seems like a good meetup ratio. I mean, obviously, you know, you want something to come of that, but, I mean, like, I just, so a lot of people, I just don't, I'm like, no. let's see. Oh, I'm going to jump right into it. So one of the things that's a little, for me was a little different about you is how much you love ass play.
Yes, I do.
I know. Okay. So did we kind of get the genesis of this with this woman that you met, 7 years ago? Mm-hmm. She's the one that kind of got you going down that road. Had you ever, prior to that, had you had any,
very minor, like here and there?
Yeah.
This is, you know, back many, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it might be, a tongue or rimming at one point or for one occasion, or a finger every now and then.
Yeah.
But it was nothing that was a consistent part of any kind of relationship I'd ever had prior to that.
Yeah. So, but when you started doing it, you found that.
It felt amazing.
Uh-huh. Were you surprised at that?
I would have to say yes.
Yeah.
Because, particularly, having someone's tongue back there.
Yeah.
Is, the sensations are incredible.
Yeah.
It's beyond like tickling in that sense of it's where it becomes overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It is something similar in the sense that it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
The nerves are just firing in like fireworks. It's just going to keep coming. no pun intended.
Yeah, and, I love it.
So yes, I was surprised at the power of that pleasure zone, but also very much intrigued by it.
Mm-hmm.
Because from that standpoint, these are our bodies.
Yeah.
You know, in that relationship, there's nothing in my mind that should be taboo or wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And that's kind of some of the kind of mental thought process I'd gone through during that period and continue to think about after I had, you know, stopped seeing that friend, just kind of considering, well, what is part of a relationship? What should it be?
Yeah.
What should it not be?
Right.
Do I feel comfortable opening up to someone new? That took me a long time to get comfortable with that. To
be sure.
With
you. Yeah.
Because I didn't think that was common or potentially would be accepted
by somebody. Ass play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I think it depends on where you're searching, you know, for someone. But you were sort of searching in the right place for open-minded.
That was, again, one of the reasons I was attracted to your profile.
Yeah.
You were stating that you were open-minded.
Yeah.
And sure enough, when we met, you really were open-minded. Yeah. So from that standpoint, I felt safe.
Yeah.
I felt safe.
Yeah.
Opening up to you and expressing that as something that I like to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So thank
and,
you.
And yes. And we did actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was.
Oh, yes. Did we ever?
Yes. And so I haven't. I actually, today I was finishing up typing the fisting story.
Okay.
And so I'm going to publish that or, you know, post it soon. I want to go back through. I'll probably do that tonight. But, just want to go through and just check, try to get my grammar, but that for me was, even though I wasn't, getting that dentity, it was, I felt like, almost, I don't know, I felt like a kid in a candy store. It was amazing. It was like, holy shit. And I talk about it like to anybody that'll listen, not, anybody that would have a reason to listen about that.
Sure.
Right. But it was so amazing because I'm not even touching your cock.
That's right. When I actually came that evening, you're right. When I actually hit the peak, shall we say, no, you were not touching.
No,
it was, you had already done enough stroking and sucking to get me up to a certain point.
Yeah, but
the pleasure of what you were doing inside me was just, like I said, mind blowing. You did hit my little eject button, shall we say. The prostate there.
Yeah.
But it was part of a overall.
You're a heavy comer, by the way. Has anybody ever told you that?
I have actually been told that.
Have you?
I have.
Have you? You are,
I have. Thank you. I'm not sure how to reply to
No, that. I mean, it's true. You are. I mean, I don't know what time, which time it was. I think, maybe it was the first time when I was jacking you off and then it was all over my hand. I was just like, holy shit, that's a lot of cum. That is a lot of cum. But that's good. I think that means you're healthy. I mean,
it's a good sign.
Yeah.
I definitely think that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not sparse.
But let's be honest. It doesn't happen unless you're incredibly turned on by the person you're with.
Oh.
So again.
Thank you very much. Oh, you're so sweet. So the fisting was that, that really blew my mind. I mean, I'm like, obviously I've never, to have my fist in somebody's ass.
Right.
I couldn't believe how. We started with the butt plugs and then we graduated and then the glass dildo and then I'm kind of getting, like three fingers in and then slowly more. And it just, it expanded. And then I got my whole freaking hand in there. It still like blows me away when I think about it. But then to see the way that you orgasm and feel the strength of it. I was just like, holy shit. And the prostate thing was a bucket list item for me. Right. So I didn't know that I'd have a fist doing it. I thought it'd be some fingers in there. I still need to figure all that out. But, I feel like that was just kind of like newbie luck or something. I don't know.
It was not newbie luck. Trust me. I guarantee you do that. And particularly, I think the prostate is similar to the G-spot.
I think so. That's what I think. Yeah,
it's probably like the similar part that just gets put somewhere else while we're being formed. And so it's that one thing when you hit it, it just opens the watershed door, shall we say.
What does that feel like? Can you explain it?
It literally is, and I don't know how to say this, but
or compare it to, because I'm curious about the difference between, when you're just having an orgasm because you're from your cock and all that stimulation versus the prostate.
When I'm having a more traditional orgasm and I can feel the pressure building down in the base and the ball, so to speak, and I can tell my body wants to come. It's a matter of then almost like, for lack of a better phrase, my penis telling the body that it's okay. Okay, there's my approval. It's time to release.
Okay.
When you were fisting me and, from the inside, I didn't have any control.
Really?
It was almost like...
That was all me?
Yeah, essentially, it was like you hit the trapdoor button.
Yeah.
Which, because at that point, again, your hand wasn't on my cock.
No, I know.
So there was no signal being sent from, the normal source,
I know.
That it was time to open up and release.
Yeah.
So you were doing that from the inside, like kind of like the little, the button that just says, eject, and boom, there it goes.
Yep.
Think of it like, as you're trying to, at a dunk tank, and you're trying to hit that little X, and you know, that L thing on the side of the dunk tank that when you hit it with the baseball, all of a sudden the trap door falls and
yeah.
the person goes in. It was essentially like that. You it's hit like, that little button, the trap door is open.
Ching. Okay.
Boom, out came the cum.
Wow.
Just like that.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. What is my next question? I can't even read my damn writing. Oh, I moved everything out of order. Oh, so as you know, I gave you the nickname BE, you know, the B, you know, the BE, which is for, you know, the boyfriend experience.
And like I told you before, I thought that was so freaking cool. The best name, like I couldn't
think. Is that perfect?
I couldn't think of a
better name. Does that just hit the nail on the head?
I'm so proud.
Oh, good.
Because it says everything that is of me.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I wanted you to feel cared for.
Yep.
I wanted you to feel a certain sense of sensuality.
Yeah.
Of buildup.
Yeah.
Of an environment, some ambiance.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of the whole picture. Because I didn't want it to just be, let's meet in a room and have sex.
Yeah.
Or here's a scene that you're walking into,
yeah.
in a sense. It was, this is really, and maybe, again, I just don't have any other style or approach, but this is where I'm most comfortable, is connecting with you on that level.
Yeah.
And making it special. Like, this is our moment.
Yeah.
Even though I know you're part of this journey.
Yeah.
In this moment, this is our space.
It was. Right? Yes, absolutely. I mean, perfect. I wish guys out there listening... take some pointers. No, you know what? I think a lot of guys, it's weird. It's almost like, I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't, there's guys like you that are few and far between, but it's so amazing. And I was wondering like, okay, where did you get that from? You know, it's just, when I thought about it, I thought, I bet you that this is just the way he's always been. Like, doesn't know any other way to be. Like, this is how you
It really is.
I mean, you know, when I
had that, you know, casual friend a few years ago, at times we were a little bit more, how should we say, blunt, just to the point.
Yeah.
But that never felt comfortable. When I did that.
Yeah.
I always, as a person, just felt more connected to somebody.
Yeah.
In that more personal touch.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it had to be something that we created together.
Yeah.
That allowed you to relax and feel like, I wanted you there with me.
Yeah.
And not just any woman, but you.
Yeah.
In particular.
Right. Absolutely. And mission accomplished. Which, by the way, I cannot not bring up the fact that you have the most interesting penis I've ever come across because of the hook.
Yeah.
Has a little, it curves down, right?
Is that
fair?
It does indeed.
Okay. But that feels really good. And I'm like, damn. I mean, who knew?
Hey, you could have called me Captain Hook. Thank you for not doing that.
No, I did not. No.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
But so, do other women tell you that?
I have gotten
that before. You have gotten that, yeah.
Because it is a little unusual.
Yeah,
It is shaped more like, I call it a G-spot dildo.
Right? That's a, yes!
It really is shaped kind of like that, just thicker.
Yeah.
And
it's attached to me. Yeah. And it's nice and thick. I'll tell you that. I can vouch for that one. Okay. So I had to bring that up because that is a unique thing about you, about BE. And I think I probably wrote about it anyway. So it's not really a news flash. I didn't let the, you know, the big secret out. So you recently made a decision about your dating life.
I have.
And you told me about that before this interview.
Yes, indeed.
But I want to ask you questions about that.
Please do.
Okay, so what's the decision that you made?
So the decision I made is I've actually met somebody in my journey.
Yeah.
Who, in many ways, I wouldn't say is twisted as me, because I think that's maybe not a positive word.
Yeah.
But we really sync
from
that perspective. Yeah. And where she wants to go is so much in line with where I want to go and explore.
Are you about sexually?
Sexually.
Yeah.
Beyond sexually.
Yeah.
It's life, where our lives are.
Yeah.
You know, our kids are,
yeah.
so, you know, for lack of a better phrase. From that standpoint, it is something that I think, you know, she wants to be exclusive, and I'm willing to to accept that.
Yeah.
There's things that I didn't quite get to on my bucket list journey here with you.
Yeah.
I really wanted to try.
I know. I know. Oh. But yeah.
At the same time,
I'm like, damn it. Okay, you are like so up for so much. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do the male. I'm gonna do the male, female, male with you. Yep. I'm gonna peg you. Who am I gonna peg?
Yeah.
Damn it.
We're gonna have to find you somebody
else. I need a pegging substitute. Can I have any volunteers out there, please? I know that that's a drag, but I mean, anyway, I'm sorry. So you got, so you're kind of in, you know, you're in line with, you know, what you're, what you're looking for. You know, I always wonder what it's like for, because somebody sent this question in to me. They said, if the shoe were on the other foot, would you date somebody or sleep with somebody that was blogging about you, like doing exactly what you're doing? And I said, oh, I mean, that was a good question. I was surprised that nobody had ever asked that before, you know, and I was just like, I don't know. I mean, that's the truth. I don't know. So I always wonder if, you know, as I go along and I meet people, if this, I mean, obviously the scenario is kind of funky, you know, it is. It really is.
to be honest, you know,
yeah.
On one hand.
I always wonder like what, you know, because you're such a nice guy. I'm like, When we were talking, I'm going to go on a little side note here. When we were coming back from the soccer game, mm-hmm. and you were asking me a lot of questions, I, right there, my light bulb went off and I was like, I don't think this scenario is, you know, is really good for him. You know, like it's not his first choice.
Part of your journey.
It's not about me. It's just about like what I'm doing, you know, and having,
you know,
multiple partners and, you know, and blogging and podcasting about it. And, you know,
I was totally fine with the blogging and podcasting. Mm-hmm. I will be honest.
Yes,
and say there
course.
Were times I was a little intimidated. But, you know, I would never say jealous because I don't like jealousy as just a concept.
Yeah.
But I would say intimidated to a certain degree because some of these gentlemen on here have skills and have experience that honestly, I wish I had, right? The ability to help you squirt on command. Oh my God. Sign me up for that class.
That guy's 29.
Where is that class?
That's what they're teaching the young guys these days. That guy's fucking 29.
Jesus. You know, jealous. I am jealous of that skill. Straight up. The experience where you were being dominated,
mm-hmm.
I was a little envious of that because I want to have that experience in my repertoire. And honestly, I'm going to go find that.
You're going to get that.
I'm going to go off and get that because I want to explore that part of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know from like particularly receiving, you know, the anal fisting,
mm-hmm.
I am a little subservient or a little, you know, submissive in that act because, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Having someone's fist in your ass, you are vulnerable.
Of course. Yeah.
In the very definition of the word.
Right. Yeah.
But that being said, I also like have that urge in me to dominate.
Yeah.
Right. To pin someone down and make them feel pleasure until they don't want to, but have to take it anyway.
Right.
So I'm going to go off and explore that as well. So, in some respects, the kind of overall arrangement here, it was a little unsettling for me at times,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, coming off this long hiatus in my life, I knew I needed to be uncomfortable in order to grow.
Yeah.
And that's really what one of the things I was most after in joining you on this journey was my own personal growth.
Yeah, of course.
And getting through some of those hangups, so to speak. And to be honest, it really worked. I mean, you helped me kind of.
I know you were saying
open,
that. Tell
open
me that.
Up, right?
Yeah, tell
I mean,
me that.
Things
that
I didn't know women would be open to hearing
about
their male partner, particularly like my affinity for anal play.
Yeah.
I had no idea if that would be respected and received.
Uh-huh,
so I was a little hesitant.
Uh-huh.
I felt safe with you.
Yeah,
because you were so matter of fact, down to earth, talking about any subject at all, hearing on your podcast, reading in your blog, you are completely comfortable.
Yeah.
And I love that about you.
Oh, thank you.
And it helped me realize it's okay.
Yeah.
It's
cool.
Okay to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's okay to embrace your truth
mm-hmm.
and really go after that and find other people who are similar.
Yeah.
if you don't open up, how are you going to find anybody?
Right, right.
And that was the mental kind of thought process that I went through. So I thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
For helping unlock parts of my own confidence.
Oh.
In this process.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yay. I know. See, that's what I mean. I'm glad our paths crossed. I'm sad for my own selfish reasons, that you are going to be,
excusing myself.
Yeah. Yeah. From the journey a little right. Early, but you know what? I honestly said to myself, this is not the kind of guy that I think is going to go the distance on this, because I just really do see you, whether or not you realize that or not, from everything we talked about, everything I picked up about you, I do think you're more of a, a one-on-one kind of guy, and that's your lane. And there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. I flip-flop about my lane every day. I'm like, what? I'll be like, what am I doing?
I had thought about that. And that's the one thing that I know I'm kind of giving up at this point in time. And, mm-hmm. and we'll see where my decision goes.
Yeah.
It's step one of that decision.
Right. Sure.
By not being able to join you in that male-male threesome, male-male-female threesome, I will not experience, being a part of something mm-hmm. that involves that third person where I am intimately engaged, invested in that situation.
Yeah.
More than just a hired hand.
Yeah.
A hot guy to come join a couple.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would have been a little more invested from that standpoint. So I'm not going to feel or know what it feels like in that situation. I might have liked it. I might not have. I might have felt threatened. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So whether I'm, am I more comfortable in a one-on-one?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't mean it as an example.
More like a relationship.
I just meant yeah. I didn't mean that you wouldn't, that wasn't your lane. I just meant, I meant that when I met you, I was just like, this is the kind of guy that needs somebody that's exclusive with him. And then you can do all this stuff together.
Right.
Yeah. And, if my input means anything, I really feel like that's, you can dabble. I think you can definitely dabble.
Sure.
But, as I got to know you and really just, I don't mind saying just how special you are, that you really are. And I think that you really are, you will thrive with the right person, to do all this fun stuff with, and you will do and can do all that, all that stuff that we were talking about.
Right.
And it'll be fun, and you're not going to be worried about, oh, she's sleeping with this week or whatever.
Well, I never really worried
about it. Not worried, but I mean? Over time, and this is the thing that, I've struggled with. Over time, as you get to know people and you can't not develop feelings for people.
Sure.
It's,
so true.
You can't. And so it gets a little more sticky, as time goes on. And that's just natural. I don't know that there's any way around it, if as you've read the blog, I think you've noticed that, there's guys that are, where they were developing feelings for me and I was developing feelings for them, and it was but it ended up being a bad combo, And so it's just, and I'm like, well, I'm committed to doing this. And, then there's a problem, So, and that, I've already blogged about that, it happened in the very beginning. It was the first guy I met, it was like, boom. And I'm like, wait a minute, whoa, you committed to do this and just, finish it up. But it is interesting because so you said that I helped you figure some things out, but also, my interaction with you has really made me really question and wonder, what is, when this is done, what's going to be the best for me? Can I find somebody that, I can do all this stuff with one-on-one, but be just as, where you can just be just as adventurous and have just as much fun and you're not denying yourself anything, because I think that's what, what I've worried about is, You know, how are you, how's this going to work? How am I going to go from having different experiences? Because, you know, everybody's kind of got their lane, you know, like this guy does this, this guy does that. But how can you find somebody that really, it's like, okay, we're going to do all of this. And they're open to all of that.
Right.
It's,
you know what? I thought that was going to be, that's unusual.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I'm willing to pause right now.
Yeah.
Because I found somebody who, you know, maybe not all 10 items on the bucket list, but
if you eight yeah.
of 10, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good. Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just see where that goes.
Right.
And if it doesn't go that far, yeah. okay.
Yeah.
But it means that there's someone out there who's going to maybe not be perfect.
Yeah.
But is going to be pretty damn good. And I'm not going to feel like I'm settling.
Yeah.
And right. I don't want to feel like I'm settling.
No, exactly. No, because I think we've all, like, we're old enough now where
we've done that, been there.
We know that doesn't work.
It's not going
to. That doesn't work. I mean, that's the whole thing of me trying to find, like, okay, I can't find one guy, so how about three? You know, like, bing, this guy did it. Okay, like, I kind of build the perfect guy. Well, I think that was pretty much, you know, the extent of my questions and just kind of what I wanted to, you know, have come across to everybody about, you know, you and how great you are. And is there anything you didn't ever ask me? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I don't know if there's anything I didn't ask you, because you've been so honest with me that again, I'm humbled by your praise and honored to have been part of your journey.
Yeah.
For you, the listeners and readers out there, I don't know how much they've been able to get a second person's feedback on you, but I want everybody to know.
I don't think everybody gets that, yeah.
You are as beautiful as people think you are.
Oh,
as you come across, number one.
You are very embarrassing right now.
Folks, I am not a breast man, but hands down, your breasts are to die for. And you really you get my attention in ways that I don't usually.
Oh, so, really? Interesting.
Absolutely.
Good to know.
And I actually think as a straight person, you are really, really cool.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
Yeah. I've loved you to death.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for doing this. Thanks everybody for listening. And questions or comments, as usual, you can send those to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.